I hear the Lord telling us today that with your anointing and with that and with your spirit filling, you have a divine ability to come out of your mess and walk in your authority. You are free, oh my God, of the mess that others are trying to impose on you. And the righteousness of God should be revealed in you, because you have the authority to win every spiritual battle. You just got to live free of fear. See, they put him in jail. And then on the next day, the council of Jewish leaders, that same council, mind you, that put Jesus to death, brought these disciples back out of jail and asked them, by what power have you done this? Have you healed this man? The same council. They still had not learned their lesson and were still trying to control the move of God. They were interested in manipulation. They were trying to suppress the spiritual power of Peter and John with bullying and coercion. It's deeply disturbing that there are so many in the body. You have received the Holy Spirit, yet you are still in the bondage of fear. Afraid to speak the truth. Afraid to stand for what you know is right. Afraid of what others will think about you. Afraid of offending those who do not believe as you believe. Oh, I bind the spirit of fear today. We have the greatest power available to humanity in us. We have power that money cannot buy and degrees cannot produce. But somehow we have let people intimidate us to apologizing for the word of God and apologizing for what we believe. But don't you know that many of the most anointed and spiritually prolific in the church seem not to have the courage to walk in the authority of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ? We even got some preachers who are backing up from the word of God and the truth of God. But I declare today that we must walk in authority, and we must understand that even when the anointing lifts, I'm not scared of what you think. For so many, because they're afraid, because they're so needy, they want folk to like them. They begin hanging out with and slumming with those whose business it is to confuse you about who you really are. See, the reality is when you give your life to the Lord, we must decide, as Paul decided, I will not be brought under any power of any man or any human, but rather I have been raised up by the power of Almighty God. And because I've got the Holy Ghost in me, because I've been endowed with a power from heaven, I am free of mental and emotional bondages of this world. And it is apparent that I can be free if I just take courage and understand that all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. I have not received a spirit of slavery, but rather I've received a spirit of adoption. Fear. Fear has kept a whole lot of us in bondage. But Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Somebody say in me. Whom you have received from God. You are not your own, but you have been bought with a price, and therefore should glorify God in your body and your spirit. So that means that when the Spirit comes, you cannot be so quick to succumb to the influence of others. You can't be worried about what they say or what they think. But we as believers must be steadfast in our admonition not to let the lies and the deception of Satan to infiltrate our church and our homes. We've got to have some core values, and we can't be ashamed of our core values. There's just some things we cannot do. There's just some places we cannot go, and there's just some people we can't go with. Got to be clear with your anointed self about our core values as Christians. The Spirit-filled and the anointed must not live in sexual compromise or carnal thinking. Oh, I know that lust is still calling you. I know the old highs are still calling you. I know that the more anointed you are, the more you're under attack. But I also know that those who are called of God ought to desire to know God better. And we should align ourselves with the God who anoints us and saves us and fills us. Jump up and tell somebody, take courage. You ain't got to be afraid. I said, jump up, tell somebody. You ain't got to be afraid of other people's opinions. You don't have to be afraid of what they will think. Take courage. Be free of fear. Folk may laugh at you. They may hate you. They will seek to tempt you and seduce you. You will have to live in courage. But you need to shake somebody's hand and tell them, I can do it though. I can. I can. Oh, yes, I can. I am not afraid because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what I believe may go against the grain in this culture, but I understand that I'm so anointed and I'm so filled that I am called to live a countercultural life in Jesus Christ, and God will give me the power. So that's why it's what Peter and John knew. So when the pressure was on, they being filled with the Spirit were bold. They did not yield to the pressure. The Bible says they boldly declare when they ask, by whose power do you heal and preach? They said, it is by the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified. You crucified him, but God raised him up from the dead. And because God raised him up from the dead, this crippled beggar you see here stands before you healed and delivered. Salvation, they said, is found in no one else. For there is no other name under the sun, or no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Now, we cannot forget that this audacious declaration surely evoked the displeasure of the council.